我们弟兄把领带拿掉了。
Our brother has removed his tie.
所以呢，我也赶快拿掉。
So I quickly removed mine.
谢谢弟兄对我的体贴。
I thank my brother for his mindfulness of me.
事实上，我是很不喜欢打领带。
In fact, I'm one who does not like to put on a tie.
好，那我们开头的时候还是一同先来读一些主的话。
Let us first turn open to the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开路德记第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to the Book of Ruth, chapter 3.
路德记第三章。
Ruth, chapter 3.
我们先从第一节读到第十一节。
We read from chapter 3, verses 1 through 11.
路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说，女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？你与波阿斯的使女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在场上播大麦，你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服，下到场上，却不要使那人认出你来。你等他吃喝完了，到他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当做的事。路德说，凡你所吩咐我的，我必遵行。路德就下到场上，照他婆婆所吩咐他的而行。波阿斯吃喝完了，心里欢畅，就去睡在麦堆旁边。路德便悄悄地来，掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。到了夜半，那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他脚下。他就说，你是谁？回答说，我是你的婢女路德，求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。波阿斯说，女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富你都没有跟从。女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的我必照着行，我本城的人都知道你是贤德的女子。
Ruth chapter 3, verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou was? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man,until he have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lieth down, and thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in, and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and said, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn,And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman laid at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich.And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. And for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman.
14节和15节
Verses 14 and 15.
路德便在他脚下躺到天快亮，人彼此不能辨认的时候就起来了。波阿斯说，不可使人知道有女子到场上来。又对路德说，打开你所披的外衣。他打开了，波阿斯就搓了六簸箕大麦，帮他扛在肩上，使他进城去了。
And she laid at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city.
第18节
Verse 18.
婆婆说，女儿啊， 你只管安坐等候， 看这事怎样成就。
Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Let us also turn to Romans chapter 6.
我们从第六章第三节读到第六节。
We'll read from Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 6.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
最后我们看加拉太书第二章二十节。
Lastly, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who liveth in me.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
That'll be all the scripture we'll read for now.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲过。We
have shared with brothers and sisters.
今天我们在地上如同处在士师记的时代里面一样。
Today, as we live in this world, it is as we are living in the days of the judges.
我们看见地上的众教会，实在是处在一个非常混乱、黑暗、充满饥荒的一个状态中。
We see that the many churches of God do live in this condition where it's very chaotic, dark, and a land of famine.
各道各处都有许多神的儿女们。 在寻找出路。
Throughout the various locations, we can see that the children of God is looking for a way out.
我们如何能从这样的一种混乱、黑暗、这种饥荒的情况中走出来呢？
How are we able to be delivered out from such a chaotic, a dark, and famished position?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在旧约圣经的里面。
And the Old Testament.
他把士师记跟路德记放在一起。
The Lord places the book of Judges and Ruth together.
当我们注意路德记的时候,
when we pay attention to the book of Ruth,
我们就要看见出路就在这里。
We see this is the way of escape.
我们已经讲过士师记是比较注重在恩赐。
We have already mentioned that the book of Judges focused more on the gifts.
路德记是讲生活，是注重生命。
And the book of Ruth shows us the living which focus on life.
弟兄姊妹们，我想今天我们有很多时候，我们的注意力都比较容易放在这些恩赐上面。
Now, brothers and sisters, I believe it's very easy for us, very often time to focus our attention on gifts.
我们很容易忽略那个生命。
It is rather easy for us to neglect the matter of life.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我们中间的弟兄们呢，很多人都喜欢讲士师记。
Our brethren in our midst, many like to preach on the book of Judges.
很少人呢讲路德记。
And few would share on the book of Ruth.
我们那时候有一个弟兄啊，他把路德记实在讲得很不错。
I remember a brother who shared on the book of Ruth quite well.
我们听完了之后呢。
After we have heard,
我们只有感觉说，哦，他讲得很好。
We only feel that, oh, he shared well.
所以以后就忘记了。
And then we forget about it.
然后我们大家人就是怎么样，把我们的注意力放在这个士师记上面。
And then we place all our attention back on the book of Judges.
那么我们的弟兄们讲到各样的士师。
And when our brethren share on all the various judges.
那么讲到他们这些轰轰烈烈的事迹。
And speak of their renowned history.
那么这些讲的人呢，也希望自己的一生呢是轰轰烈烈。
And the one who shares on the judge wants their life to be likewise.
啊，我们这些年轻的弟兄姊妹听的时候呢，也希望自己一生是轰轰烈烈。
And likewise, the younger brethren, when they hear, they want to be just have a life like the judge.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你是不是很想你的一生呢也是轰轰烈烈
？I don't know if brothers and sisters want to also have such a life that's very exciting.
所以我们希望神给我们恩赐。
Therefore, we desire for God to give us the gift.
好叫我们能像士师们一样。
So that we can be as a judge.
那么能够有一个非常好像精彩、非常热烈的生活。
So that our lively can be so colorful and so exciting.
当然也有很多基督徒啊。
But of course, there are also many Christians.
我们觉得说我们没有这种的大志向。
Perhaps we don't have such a great ambition.
但是我们希望我们的生活呢，生活的平平安安的。
And we just want our lives to be at peace and rest.
生活的富足。
And that we are well off.
如果可能的话呢，也把它活得稍微精彩一点。
Now, perhaps then maybe we can add a little more color to our life.
虽然没有什么大名啊，能有点小名也不错。
Even if I don't have a great name, maybe just somewhat of a name.
或者说我们能跟着谁啊，什么有大名的人跟着一起，也能沾一点光呢，也不错。
Perhaps we can follow someone famous and just ride on their coattails a bit.
你知道在我们基督徒中间，我们很多时候我们人都有这种的思想。
Now, you know, amongst the Christians, many would have such thoughts.
那么但是后来呢
？But later we
我里面有一个主给我的提醒。
Within the Lord gave me this reminder.
我们基督徒最重要的要活得有意义。
The most important matter about Christian's life is that life must be meaningful.
能轰轰烈烈的人不多。
Now there are not many who can live a very exciting life.
我们即使活得健健康康的，活得平平安安、喜喜乐乐。弟兄姊妹固然是好，但是也不一定有意义。
Now, brothers and sisters, of course, it will be wonderful for us to live a very healthy, a restful, peaceful life.
我们基督徒最重要的要活得怎么样？有意义。
But that life may not be meaningful. What is most important about a Christian's life? It must have meaning.
感谢神。
We thank God.
路德记就是这样的一卷书。
And this is the book of Ruth.
他要教导我们能够活得有意义。
That when we live, there must be meaning, a purpose.
我们都是平凡的人。
That we are all ordinary people, correct?
但是我们可以活得非常的有意义。
But yet our life can be filled with purpose.
就像路德记中间的这些人物一样。
Just as these characters in the book.
他们是一般非常平常的人。
Now they are a group of very ordinary people.
但是他们的一生活得非常的有意义。
Yet throughout their lives, it is filled with purpose.
所以我们已经讲过基督徒，你路德记告诉我们，如果你要活得意义，第一件事情，你要活得常常灵里面饱足。
And therefore, the first matter we share that in order to have a life full of purpose, the first matter is that we have to be satisfied in the spirit of the Lord.
我们要祷告求主用爱吸引我们。
We must pray to the Lord to draw us with His love.
让我们能够爱慕属灵的事情。
So that we can desire long after spiritual things.
并且呢。我们要求主保守我们能有一个单纯的胃口向着神自己。
And we have to pray to the Lord to keep us to have a pure single appetite toward the Lord himself.
那么就像彼得所讲的一样。
Just as Peter shared.
我们爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
That we would long desire for that pure milk.
这意思就是说呢，你不要把你属灵的胃口破坏掉了。
In other words, do not ruin your spiritual appetite.
我们发现今天有很多神的儿女们属灵的生活，所以过得不健康啊，有这个属灵的胃口被破坏掉。
Many times we discover that the children of God may not live a healthy life, that's because their spiritual appetite has been ruined.
他们不爱慕那个纯净的属灵的东西。
There is no longing desire for that pure spiritual matter.
他们喜欢呢许许多多混杂的一些东西。
That we desire many things that are mixed.
我们有孩子的人都知道。
Those who have children know.
孩子的胃口一旦被破坏。
When the children's appetites are ruined.
这个孩子就成长的不够那么健全。
Then the child would not grow normally.
我们都希望我们的孩子们从小就吃那个最纯净的食物。
And we all desire for our children to eat that which is healthy, nutritious.
因为你知道这个孩子要成长的好，他必须要纯净的食物。
In order for the child to grow normally, they must eat that which is pure.
但是我们能感觉到在今天整个基督教的环境的里面。
But we can feel in the entire Christianity today.
大部分神的儿女们的属灵的胃口都被破坏。
In general, the whole of the children of God, their appetites have been ruined.
他们对纯粹属灵的东西没有爱慕。
There is no desire, no longing for that pure spiritual matter.
并且非常的排斥。
And they also, in fact, reject it.
你这样你生活怎么能够活得健康呢？
With such a living, how can the life be healthy?
我们在神跟前要过一个有意义的生活。
Therefore, in order for us to live a meaningful, purposeful life, first, our spirits must be full and satisfied. And this is something all of us individually can seek after before the Lord. That's because the Lord's life is in us.
主已经住在你的里面。
And he abides in us.
你可以天天和他有交通。
And daily we can have fellowship with him.
你可以从他的话语里面得供应。
And from his word he provides to us.
你可以从圣灵带领你的生活的经历里面得供应。
And in experience, the Holy Spirit will lead us to experience his provision in life.
愿主使我们能成为一个邻里常常有满足供应的一个人。
Therefore, may the Lord lead us to be one who is constantly full and satisfied in our spirit.
要像大卫一样说，他使我的福杯满溢。
Just as David says that my cup overflows.
哇，你看一个基督徒啊，在灵里面他有满溢的生活的时候呢。
You can see within the life of a Christian when the life overflows within him.
那是何等的安息啊！
How much rest there
is. 那是何等的喜乐。
And how much joy there is.
那生活就有力量。
Their life will be with power.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore brothers and sisters,
我们基督徒生活要活得有意义。
In order for the Christian life to have purpose.
路德记告诉我们第一件事情。
The book of Ruth first tells us.
你需要寻求灵里面的富足。
We must seek after that our spirit will be full and satisfied.
第二个重点。
And the second point.
我们昨天讲过了。
We mentioned yesterday.
我们在生活中要接受神的引导。
In our life, we have to be directed by God.
当然主有时候也借着人来引导我们。
Of course, sometimes the Lord leads us through man.
就像拿俄米对着路德的引导一样。
Just as Naomi's direction to Ruth.
那么拿俄米实在是一个有经验的婆婆。
Now, Naomi is truly an experienced mother-in-law.
她对路德的引导都是按照神的意思啊。
Her direction to Ruth was according to the will of God.
今天也有很多神的仆人或者一些弟兄姊妹可以在这个主的话上给我们有引导。
Now today there are many servants of God, our brothers and sisters can direct us into the word of God.
这些我们要听的。
We must obey such.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly.
要跟随圣灵在里面的引导。
We must obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit within.
约翰在晚年的时候。
In the last days of God.
他特别提到这个恩膏的教训。
He especially mentions to us the teaching of the anointing.
这个恩膏的教训是每个弟兄姊妹都有的。
Now the teaching of anointing is each child of God has.
那么甚至你刚刚蒙恩得救，你就可以接受引导。
Even at the moment you're saved by grace, you can receive this teaching of the anointing.
我一直常常回想我幼年得救的情况。
Now many times I reflect on my young days when I was saved.
那个时候我圣经的根本没有读过。
I did not even read the scriptures yet.
属灵的知识也知道的很少。
And I have very little spiritual knowledge.
但是圣灵在我生活中给我的引导却是非常的清楚。
Yet the direction of the Holy Spirit in my life is extremely clear.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个恩膏的教训，
this teaching of the anointing,
是我们一生在主面前不可以离开的一个生活。
It is a life that we cannot depart away from any time in our life.
当然我们昨天也讲到，
Of course, we mentioned yesterday.
一个人呢，要能够顺从圣灵的在里面的引导。
One who is led by the Spirit.
那么你需要学习舍己啊。
Then we must learn to deny ourselves.
因为我们这个人的己意是非常强的一个东西。
That is because our self-will is extremely strong.
我们有很多人呢， 我们蒙恩得救时候已经是有的在中年了啊。
Perhaps some of us are saved when we're middle age.
甚至老年。
Perhaps when we're seniors.
我们已经活在我们这个自己里面，就活得很多年，活得很习惯。
And we have lived in ourselves for so many years, and we're used to this.
啊，我们向来都这么做事的，对不对
？And this is how I've always done things.
但是忽然进来有一个人呢，告诉我们要那样做事。
But now there is one who advises me to tell me to do something else.
你看多困难。
How difficult is that?
啊，你看那个小孩子啊。
You see the little children.
小小的时候你指挥他很容易。
It's very easy when you direct them when they're young.
哎呦，我现在发现小孩子不要多大，只要有三四岁就很难指挥了。
I discover now even the little children when they're 3 or 4, it's hard to direct them at all.
哇，他都是指挥你了。
They're the ones giving you the direction.
他告诉你要做这个做那个。
And they'll tell you have to do this or that.
哇，弟兄姊妹，你就看见人的己也是一个很强劲的一个东西。
Brothers and sisters, realize how strong the self-will is.
我们要学习像路德一样。
Do we learn as Ruth?
能够顺服这个引导。
That we'll be willing to obey this guidance.
我们的己啊。我圣经关于这些方面的描述很多的。
Now there are many descriptions in the scriptures about the self.
我在这里提几件重要事情，我们在准备需要学的。
Now I'll just mention a few that we can learn before the Lord.
第一个
，The first，
我们绝对不要自以为是。
We cannot think that we are right to be self-righteous.
我们的己啊，最容易就自以为是。
Now the self is always thinking that I am right.
哇，什么时候我们自以为是啊，弟兄姊妹，你就很难接受引导。
Whenever we think that we are right, then it is difficult for us to be directed.
那么第二个大的难处啊。
Now the second difficulty.
就是不能固执。
That we cannot insist.
啊，有很多人的固执到底。
We are insistent, stubborn to the end.
我们明明知道现在错了。
We know now we are wrong.
这叫我们常常有时候很叹息的。
And that is a big sigh.
有人就是把它错误到底。
We want to be wrong to the bitter end.
心里面知道这个是错的，但是外面还要这样做。
Now in my heart I realize I'm wrong, but I will continue on.
这个是非常大的一个悲剧。
And this is a very tragic end.
你们原谅我这样讲，有时候我参加那个安息聚会。
Now forgive me for sharing this, but sometimes when we are at a memorial service,
有的人的死叫我很羡慕。
Now there are some deaths that I long for.
有人的死啊，哎呀，我总是觉得很叹息。
But yet when we see the passing away of some others, we sigh.
他明明有机会，主给他可以回转，他死硬到底。
Now, this individual clearly has so many opportunities to return, but yet they entered death in the wrong way to the end.
结果到死也没有改变。
And even unto death, they did not change.
多么可惜的事。
How sad is that?
这是人的己。
And this is the self.
所有的一个影响。
And this is the influence of the self.
我们一定要能做一个知错能回转的人。
We must be one who, when we realize we're wrong, willing to repent.
所以悔改。是一件蒙福的事。
And therefore, blessed is one who repents.
是一生在主面前所要学的功课。
And this is a lifelong lesson that we must have.
弟兄姊妹，任何一个时候。
Brothers and sisters, at any time.
在任何一件事情上。
And doing any matter.
当圣灵把光带进来。
When the Spirit sheds light upon us.
告诉我们你错了。
And tells us we are wrong.
我们要立刻的回转。
Immediately, we must repent.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那么你的生活才会过得有意义。
Then we would have a life that is purposeful.
So, 否则你很难。
Otherwise, it would be very difficult.
我们又是诗歌里面一句话讲得很好。
Now, there are these words in the hymn that puts it well.
他说，因为爱主的缘故，愿意顺服圣灵最小的命令。
Now, because of the love of the Lord, that we're willing to obey even the smallest command of the Spirit.
这真是一个认识神的人啊。
And this is truly one who knows God.
真是一个懂得怎样活在神面前的人啊。
And this is one who knows how to live in the presence of God.
所以路德记第二件重要事情就告诉我们说，我们需要接受里面的引导。
Therefore, the second matter in the book of Ruth, it tells us we must be led from within.
第三件事情。
Now the third matter,
就今天早晨我们要讲的
is what we will share this morning.
就在我们的生活侍奉里面
that is in our daily living, in our service.
我们要寻求一件事情什么呢
？What is it that we must seek after?
就是如何让主在我们的一生里面来成全他自己的事情。
That is how do we allow for the Lord to perfect that which He has upon us?
那么路德记第三章就把这个路很清楚摆在我们跟前。
Ruth chapter 3 clearly gives us that path.
每一个基督徒都要学习怎样寻找让神来成全的这个路。
Each Christian must seek out the way in order for God to perfect his will upon us.
那事实上我们知道。
Now the fact is we know.
神的工作只有神自己能成全的。
That God himself is the one who can complete his own work.
不错，在圣经里面告诉我们说，神拣选人，神要叫他荣耀的旨意啊。是我们人跟他一同来完成的。
Yes, the Bible tells us that God has chosen man and wills for man to cooperate, work together with him for the completion of his glorious will.
但是事实上，神的工作只有神自己能成全的。
But the fact is, only God himself can complete his own work.
所以今天我们所要寻求的是什么呢？
So, what is it that we must seek after today?
我们怎样让他的工作能成全在我们的身上？
That is, how do we allow for God to perfect, complete his work upon us?
很奇妙，在路德记第三章的里面，他把这个真理呢，把它启示的非常的这个清楚。
Very wonderfully, God reveals this truth to us very clearly from the book of Ruth in chapter 3.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
其实路德记第三章里面呢，就是讲到两个重要的点啊。
Now, there are two important points it shares with us in the book of Ruth, chapter 3.
啊，这两个重要的点是什么呢？
Now, what are these two important points?
就是第一个，
the first point,
主负责完成他的工作。
That God is responsible to complete his work.
我们呢，只负责在他的死上与他联合。
And we are only responsible to unite with him in his work.
其实这是基督徒属灵生活和侍奉的一个总原则。
And this is a general principle of the life and the service of a Christian.
我们常常觉得说神要呼召我们来与他同工。
Now, many times we feel that God has called us so that we can work together with him.
我们知道为神做工作是已经不对。
Now, we know that it is wrong that we would work for God.
那么我们呼召出来与他同工。
But we are called to work with him.
所以呢，因此我们就卷起袖子，我们就说神啊，我现在要跟你一起做工了。
And so we roll out our sleeves and say, okay, God, I'm ready to work with you now.
我要把我的精神体力都拼上去。
And I give you my all, my strength, my energy.
那弟兄姊妹，什么叫做与神同工呢？
My brothers and sisters, what does it mean to work with God?
就是你负责向你自己死。
And that is, our responsibility is to die to ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们死得越透，他的工作就越顺畅。
Then the more easily for his work to be carried out.
完成的就更多。
And the more work he can complete.
所以路德记第三章里面就说明这个故事。
Therefore, Ruth chapter 3 tells us of this story.
今天不是我们凭自己的力量来为神做什么。
Today is not that we can on our own strength do anything for God.
我们有的时候真是不知道我们的神有多伟大。
Many times we just don't realize just how great our God is.
因为我们的主耶稣道成肉身到地上来成为一个人。
That our Lord Jesus was the Word become flesh as a man.
所以我们就看到他是一个人。
And we see him as a man.
甚至我们觉得说他是从拿撒勒出来的人。
And we feel he is a man from Nazareth.
好像我们比他还聪明一点。
It seems like we're smarter than he is.
所以呢我们一直想要帮助他。
And so we always want to help him out.
所以我们一直的想要来这个为他做些什么。
So we want to do so many things for him.
弟兄姊妹，神的工作不需要你做的。
Brothers and sisters, God does not need to do his work.
你知道我们的神有多伟大吗？
You know how great our God is.
天地都容不下他。
That the heaven and earth cannot
contain him. 他的伟大是你难以想象的伟大。
That it is a greatness that we cannot comprehend or fathom.
所以在旧约圣经里面。
Therefore in the Old Testament.
我很喜欢像这个尼希米像但以理的祷告。
Just as the prayer of Nehemiah and Daniel.
他们祷告神说，神啊，你是大而可畏的神。
And they pray that God, thou art great and fearful.
在他们的心目中间，他们摸到的神是无比的伟大。
In their hearts, they see how awesome, how great God is.
地上的政权在他面前根本算不得什么。
That the powers of this earth is nothing in the sight of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们要知道我们的神多伟大。
We must realize just how great our God is.
我们永远不能做他的谋士。
We cannot be his counselor at all.
我们也不能来帮助他的。
And we cannot give him a helping hand.
我们所能做的，路德记告诉我们，你就负责向自己死。
What we can do, as Ruth tells us, we are responsible to die to ourselves.
你只要不拦阻他就好。
As long as we are not an obstacle to him.
让他在你身上来成全他的作为。
Allow for him to complete his work upon you.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And how important is this?
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
感谢主
，We thank the Lord。
啊，神不断的借着他的话来提醒我们。
The Lord continues to remind us through His Word。
当我们回到路德记第三章的时候
，And when we return to Ruth chapter three，
我们真的是非常的稀奇。
Now we are amazed。
在主耶稣还没有上十字架完成他的工作。
Before the Lord Jesus went on the cross to complete his work，
圣灵还没有开启人明白与他同死的这个意义。
Before the Holy Spirit revealed to man what it means to die with him，
但是圣灵呢已经呢在这里借着拿俄米和路德的这个故事呢已经把这个意义把它说明出来。
Yet through the story of Naomi and Ruth here， the Spirit tells us the meaning of dying with him。
我相信当时记载这段历史的人
，I believe the one who recorded this history at the time，
他完全不知道以后主耶稣在十字架上所要成就的事。
They would not realize what is the Lord will accomplish on the cross。
那么，他就按照圣灵的感动记下这个故事。
Yet according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit， this letter history was written。
但是这一段的故事很奇妙的。就把我们与基督同死的那个经历呢，把它说明出来。
Yet this recording, this history very wonderfully tells us of the experience of dying with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细的读路德记的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we read carefully the book of Ruth,
你能感觉到路德记每一章都是一个图画。
We will discover each chapter of the story of Ruth is a picture.
并且是非常生动的图画。
It is also very lively descriptive.
你一读书好像这些人就在你的眼前。
When we read, we see these individuals around us.
哇，这个圣灵所用的文字的表达实在是非常的美丽。
And all the letters, the words, descriptions of the Spirit is so beautiful.
并且呢，我们看见呢。这个里面，这个每一个字里行间的东西呢，都包含着深刻的意义在里面。
And we can see between the lines and every word there is a deep meaning throughout.
神在这一些平凡的人身上做了一些很细致的工作。
That upon these ordinary people, God has done such fine detail work.
难怪后来保罗写以弗所书第二章的以弗所第二章的时候啊
，No wonder when Paul writes the Ephesians chapter two，
他说我们就是神手中的杰作。
He says that we are the masterpiece in the hand of God。
啊，什么叫做杰作呢
？Now what does it mean that we're His masterpiece？
这个杰作原文，懂得原文就晓得它本来是诗啊。
Now what those who know the original text, this masterpiece is a poem。
就说它是一个精品。
And that it is a masterpiece。
啊。所以我常常感觉啊
，Therefore, many times I feel，
我们属灵的工作和生活啊
，Our spiritual work or our spiritual life，
应该如同是一个艺术家
，It's just like an artist
的作品
，It is just like the work of an artist，
不是一个画匠的作品
，Now it's not just a sculpture。
我们知道今天呢，有这个世界上有很多的这些所谓的这些图画，有的是很粗糙。
Now we know there are so many artists that their work is just so rough.
但是属灵的事情呢，应该是一个艺术。
But yet the work of a spiritual matter should be fine art.
是一个精美的艺术。
It is a masterpiece.
啊，我有时候读圣经呢，我里面也很叹息啊。
And many times when I read the scriptures,
好像。这一些重要的经历的东西啊，本来是个艺术，好像都失落了。
We see there are so many things that are so important ought to be a masterpiece, yet they seem to be fallen.
所以今天我们所碰见的很多东西啊，都变得非常的肤浅。
And so many things we encounter today are just so shallow.
非常的粗糙。
And they're so rough and coarse.
那么有时候甚至你连唱诗歌你都感觉得出来。
And even when we sing the hymns, we have that feeling.
你像17、18世纪出来的这些诗歌。
And we see so many of the hymns from the 17th and 18th
century. 那些都是从弟兄姊妹们跟随主的经历里面所产生出来的东西。
Those hymns were born out of brothers and sisters when they followed the Lord.
今天呢好像是这个好像凭着头脑的想象就写出一些东西。
But many of the songs we see today are just written from our minds.
甚至一面喝着咖啡一面就写出来了。
Perhaps we have a cup of coffee and we start writing a song.
弟兄姊妹们，这是不能比的。
We cannot compare such.
属灵的东西是非常的精细的。
That spiritual matters are very fine.
因为请我们记得这是神的工作。
That is because let us bear in mind this is the work of God.
我们的神是何等样的神啊
！And what God? How is our God like?
我们弄这些粗粗糙糙的东西， 神能接受吗？
Can we just give him any casual work and he would accept it?
我记得好多年以前啊。
I remember many years ago.
就在旧金山发生的事情。
This happened in San Francisco.
那么有一次，一个聚会里面。
One time at the meeting.
我们有一位很年长的弟兄啊。
There was an elder brother.
其实他是非常有恩赐。
He's very gifted.
但是那一天他压着我，强迫着我要我讲道。
But that day he forced me. He was forcing me to share.
所以那天呢，我就勉强我就讲了一篇道。
So that day I forced myself to share.
哎，我没想到啊。
But I did not imagine.
我讲了一个钟头。
I spoke for 1 hour.
那么，结果呢？后面呢？他就开始祷告。
And he started to pray in the back.
结果他又祷告了一个钟头。
And he prayed for an entire hour.
哇，我从来没碰过这样情形。
I did not encounter this before.
他就把我的那个道啊，这么从头到尾这样子就把它祷告一遍。
And so he prayed my sermon for the whole hour.
那么第二天我去他家里。
So the next day I visited him.
当然他那个时候很爱护我。
Of course he loved and cared for me.
他说弟兄啊。
He said brother.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
你这边道意思还可以的。
Now the meaning, the message you're sharing is acceptable.
但是呢，太粗糙了。
Oh, but it's just too rough.
不够细致。
It is not fine and detailed enough.
因为我们弟兄啊，他很有经验，他讲道是非常细致。
That's because this brother, his experience when he shares is very fine and detailed.
他在主的话语上那个思想都是很深入的。
His thoughts, considering the word of God, is in depth.
主又给他有发表的恩赐。
And the Lord has given him the gift to express himself.
所以他那个时候常常跟我讲，他说我们前面弟兄告诉我们说呢。那个主的话要用灵把它推出来。
Therefore, he shared with us, the brethren before us shared that the word of God, we must use the spirit to communicate it.
后来我那天我就赶快去问他，我说怎么样叫做用灵把它推出来呢？
So then I quickly asked him this follow-up question, how do you use the spirit to deliver the word of God?
我一直到今天我都没得到答案。
Yet until today, I don't have that answer.
那么他也到主那里去了。
He's with the Lord now.
但是弟兄姊妹那一次给我的提醒
Yet, brothers and sisters, that reminder for me
对我以后的服事有非常大的帮助。
It's a great help to me in my service after.
这不仅是讲道的问题。
It is not a matter of preaching.
更重要是我们的生活。
More importantly, it's about our life.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
基督徒的生活是个艺术品。
Now, the life of a Christian ought to be fine art.
不是一个画匠随便画出来的东西。
It is not just a common art that we can just sketch it out.
我们能看见在路德记的里面
And we can see in the book of Ruth
神用非常细致的手法来描述这些东西
That the Lord uses very fine detail to describe, illustrate this for us
我们晓得这个与主同死的这个真理
We know this truth to die with the Lord
大概是过了一千多年以后
It is over 1,000 years later
当主耶稣在十字架完成救恩
Then when the Lord Jesus completed salvation on the cross,
圣灵启示保罗写书信的时候
and when the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write the epistles,
才把这个真理呢把它启发出来了
Only then this truth was expressed to us.
但是在这个真理启发之前这么遥远的日子里面
yet even from long ago before this truth was made known to us,
神已经借着一些幅的图画把它说明出来。
Through these pictures, God already has depicted them.
所以，当我们把这两样东西放在一起的时候
，Therefore, when we place these two things together,
我们就对于保罗里书信所讲到的这些真理呀、啊，我们就有更深刻的一个领会。
Therefore, when we read the truth that is expressed to us from the letters of Paul, we have a deeper impression of them.
并且能看见美丽的图画。
And we're able to see such beautiful pictures.
这是神何等奇妙的带领啊
！And how wonderful is this guidance of the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
当我们回到路德记第三章的时候
，When we return to Ruth chapter 3,
我们要再记得那个原则。
We must remember that principle.
主的历史只是一个现象。
That the history itself is only phenomenon.
只是一个外表的表现。
That the story is only external.
在这个背后
，But behind it,
有神荣耀的旨意在那里支配。
There is the glorious will of God that directs all these actions.
所以这个对我们今天具有非常大的一个帮助。
Therefore, this is of great help to us today.
Yeah.那么我们在路德记第三章一开头所看见
Now at the beginning of Ruth chapter 3 we see
就是路德呢真是爱这个媳妇
Now Naomi loves this daughter-in-law
她非常的关心她
And she cares much for her
所以因此呢她在这里啊 她说她要为她找一个安身之处。
Therefore, Naomi says, "My daughter shall not seek rest for thee."
使你可以享福。
And that you may be well with thee.
那么我们晓得这个安息之处呢，其实就是一个家的一个意念。
Now we know seek rest for thee, meaning this is the concept of a home.
我们都知道，我们基督徒一蒙恩得救之后。我们就成为回家的儿女。
We know that as Christians, when we're first saved by grace, we are children who has now returned home.
现在我们不仅有自己地上的一个小家。
Now, not only do we have our small homes in this world.
我们现在更有一个完美的家。
But now we have that perfect home.
我们知道我们地上这个家只是暂时的。
And we know that our home in this world is only temporal.
有一天会结束的。
And one day it will come to an end.
那个还不是真正的家。
And that is not our true home.
只有神的家是存到永远的。
But only the house of God is everlasting.
那个才是我们真正安息所在。
And that is our true rest.
但是在这个时候呢，拿俄米里面已经有了这么一个美丽的意念。
Yet even now, Naomi has such a beautiful thought.
她希望她的这个媳妇路德能够享福。
That Naomi wishes for her daughter-in-law Ruth to be well with her.
我们晓得这也是神对我们有的意念。
And yet we know this is the intentions of God.
神不仅建立他自己的家。
Not only did he establish his house.
神要他的家也成为我们的家。
But he desires his house to be our house.
成为我们一个稳妥的供应、得安息、得享福的一个地方。
That his house would be a place where we are established and built up and find rest and be well with us.
所以当拿俄米有这么一个意念的时候，
Therefore, when Naomi has such a thought,
他就替路德出了个主意。
He had this idea for Ruth.
这个主意很特别。
Now, this is a very unique idea.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣灵为了要解释属灵事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, of course, this is the Holy Spirit explaining spiritual matters to us.
你们今天做父母的人千万别拿这个当榜样啊！
Now, parents, do not use this example as an example for your children today.
我们在圣经里面也找不到神有这样的一个教导。
Now, we do not see that in the scriptures God has such a teaching.
在其他圣经里面你也找不到有合适的印证的东西。
Now there are no other scripture that will confirm this teaching for us.
我们不晓得当初拿俄米为什么会出这么一个意念。
Now we don't know why Naomi would have such a thought here.
这真是一个奇怪的意念。
Now this is a rather strange thought,
right? 那么很多读经的人呢，对这个故事都有兴趣。
Now many who study the Bible have interest in this story.
他们研究这个后面是怎么形成的。
And they try to discover how is this a form and why did this idea come out?
实在讲我也不知道。
In fact, I don't know.
但是呢，我明白一件事情。
But I know one thing.
因为神要对我们说话。
That's because God desires to speak to us.
所以神就用这么一个故事。
So God uses this story.
主要的是叫我们不是光注意这个外面故事的这些现象。
Mainly it's not for us to pay attention to the external actions, the phenomena.
因为背后所包含的这个属灵的意义才是最重要的。
Because what is most important is the spiritual meaning that is behind this.
那么，拿俄米实在做了一个非常奇特的一个安排。
Now Naomi made a very special arrangement.
你不要看这个拿俄米年纪老了。
Now do not look at Naomi as someone that's very elderly.
她对事情的观察还非常详细。
But she is very alert in her observation.
她自从听见这个路德开始遇见了波阿斯之后。
Since she have heard that it was Ruth and she met Boaz.
她知道波阿斯是一个至近的亲属。
And she knows that Boaz is a near kinsman.
他也知道在神的法这个律法中间有一个定规。
And she also know under the law of God there is this law.
这个至近的亲属是可以帮助他们。
This near kinsman can help them.
那么他呢也开始就想怎么样能把他们凑合在一起。
And even at the get-go, she think how can she unite them together?
所以因此呢，就是非常的注意这个波阿斯的生活。
Therefore, she pays careful attention to the living of Boaz.
她说她今夜要在场上播大麦。
And she tells that he will winnow barley in the night and the threshing floor.
我想呢，拿俄米一直观察了很久啊。
I think Naomi paid much attention to Ruth, Boaz for a long time.
她就看看这个波阿斯的生活里面呢，有什么机会可以用的了
？So she's looking for an opportunity in his life.
是吧？这个我想一定绝不是个突然的一个，我在听人家讲，不是，她注意的很细很精细。
I think I have reason to believe she does pay attention to his life.
她说她今天晚上要到场上去播大麦。
And she says to Ruth that he will winnow the barley in the threshing floor tonight.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，
Of course, brothers and sisters.
当我们读到这个话语的时候
when we read these words,
我想我们很容易的眼前就出现了一幅图画
It will very naturally, this picture comes in mind.
因为圣经讲到这个波阿斯的这个田地
That's because when the scriptures mention about this view of Boaz,
就是主耶稣基督在地上用他的十字架的工作做分别的一个地方。
Now that is, this is the place where the Lord threshes, separates through his cross in this world.
所以在福音书里面也提到说他回来他要扬尽他的场。
Therefore, the scripture, the gospels tell us that he will purge his field.
这个波大麦是这个意思我们都很懂对不对
Now we know this, what it means to winnow the barley.
因为他们把这个谷物收回来的时候里面掺杂着很多的糠皮啊灰尘在里面。
Because when they reap in the harvest, there's still much mixture in there. There's the chaff, and there's the dust.
所以到晚上的时候有风吹过来了。
So in the evening when the wind comes.
所以他们就拿那个叉子就开始把它扬起来在拨这个大麦。
So they use the winnowing fork and lift up all these barley.
那么这个风一吹啊就把那些糠皮啊灰尘都吹掉了。
When the barley is lifted, then the wind will come and blow away the dust
and the chaff. 然后这个籽粒就留下来了。
And then the corn of wheat will fall.
当然我们看这一幅图画说明什么呢
？And when we see such a picture, what do we see?
那首先我们知道，就是神把那个有生命跟没有生命的东西把它分开了。
Therefore, first we see that God will separate that which has life and which has not life.
我们晓得，一直到今天，主在教会的工作还是这样。
And this is the same work that the Lord is doing in the church.
主要把那个有生命和没有生命的东西分开了。
That the Lord is to separate out what has life and what has not life.
然后呢，我们也知道十字架的工作。其实是把旧造跟新造分开来。
And we know the work of the cross is to separate, divide that which is the new creation and the old creation.
所以他今夜在场上播大麦，这句话说明了主耶稣基督一个重要的一个工作。
Therefore, these simple words that he is winnowing the barley in the field tonight speaks of the work of the cross.
于是现在这个拿俄米就对路德说。
So Naomi says to Ruth.
你要去沐浴，要抹膏，要换衣服。
And to go wash yourself, anoint yourself, and put on new raiment.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹们，你可以从这些话里面领悟到，这是我们今天亲近主生活上一些重要的原则。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think by the letter of the word, we're able to understand this is the way by which we can draw nearer to the Lord.
其实旧约的祭司们就是这样。
And in fact, this is the actions of the priests in the Old Testament.
每一次当祭司们要到会幕里面去服侍的时候
，each time the priests will enter the tabernacle to serve.
他们必须要沐浴，必须要抹膏，必须要换衣服。
They must.Wash themselves, they must anoint themselves and put on a change of garment.
所以今天我们要来到主的跟前。
So today when we come into the presence
of the Lord, 我们第一件事情我们需要被洁净。
The first, we must be washed, cleansed.
我们要永远感谢我们的主。
We are forever grateful to our Lord.
我们是一个属世的人，是一个充满污秽败坏的一个人。
We are one who is worldly, corrupt,And fill with sin.
我们如何能靠近我们的神？
How are we able to draw near to our God?
那是靠着他的血来洁净我们。
It is by the cleansing, the washing of His blood.
所以今天我们能靠近神，我们都知道，若是没有基督耶稣的血，你是不能来到神跟前。
Today we know that we can draw near to God. It is because by the washing, the cleansing of the blood of the Lord.
但在经历上面来讲，
But in our experience,
我们有很多人，我们。并没有重视主血的洁净。
Now many of us do not value the cleansing power of the blood of the Lord.
我们带着自己的污秽就来到神跟前来了。
And we simply come with our filth before God.
神是不能接纳的。
And God will not accept.
这个抹膏我们知道是需要圣灵的膏油。
And the anointing means we must have the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
换衣服。
We have to put on a change of garment.
简单讲，披上基督。
In other words, put on Christ.
这不是新约圣经里面。这些很基本的一些的真理的教导。
Now, these are all very basic teachings of the lessons in the New Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们第一个你需要把自己分别为圣。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must first sanctify ourselves.
这个呢，是我们每一次来到神跟前都需要做的事。
And this is something we always have to do when we come into the presence of God.
我常常觉得我们今天来聚会都是这样。
And many times I feel when we gather together, we need to do so.
我们已经习惯聚会了。
We're so used to worshiping together.
有时候比方主日早上了，吃了早饭了，那个匆匆忙忙的开着车。
worship. And on the Lord's Day, we oftentimes just gulp down our meals and just rush off to worship. And then when we sit at the bread breaking, we eat and drink again.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你最好能把这些话记住,
now let us remember clearly these words.
每一次来到主跟前之前,
each time when we come into the Lord's presence, we must have His blood cleanse us.
高油抹我们,
and He will anoint us.
我们要披上基督,
and we have to put on Christ.
我有相当一段日子有时候在里面侍奉主啊, 常常提醒自己,
and even though I serve the Lord for quite some time, oftentimes I remind myself.
因为我们生活中有时候不可避免是沾染污秽东西。
Because in our daily living, it is unavoidable. Sometimes we may contact with this
world. 有时候遇见不顺利的事情, 心情不好。
And when we encounter something unfortunate, we are unhappy.
有时候真的也很愁苦。
And we are in sorrow.
但是你聚会你又不能不去, 对不对?
But we must worship.
尤其像我一个侍奉主的人,
especially for one as if I serve the Lord.
有的弟兄姊妹心情不好,
brothers and sisters, today they are not feeling well, they don't want to go.
我心情不好,
but as a servant, if I don't feel well, I still must go.
那么我去了怎么办呢?
And if I show up, what do I do? And so I have to prepare at home.
我说主啊,
I say, Lord,
我现在真的很愁苦,
oh, I am in sorrow.
我里面很多的压力,
I have a lot of pressure.
我也说主, 我已经沾染了污秽,
oh Lord, I've encountered dimness.
我不能这样就进到你的主,
and I cannot enter worship in this condition.
求你怜悯我,
have mercy on me.
你首先怜悯我,
first have mercy
你解救我,
on me. Cleanse me.
你要用膏油涂抹我,
and you have to use your anointing on me. And let me put on Christ.
我进到聚会里,
and when I can turn to worship,
我要让弟兄姊妹看见我的笑容,
so brothers and sisters can see my smile.
我的弟兄姊妹说, 我就是真以色列人, 我苦就苦了, 让你看我的苦脸,
and so,
这个不行的,
and so brothers and sisters say, I'm a true Israelite. If I am in sorrow, I'll just let you see my true face. I cannot do that.
不,这个不是虚伪,
it's not hypocrisy.
这是你在主面前的一个预备,
but it's your preparation before the Lord.
所以任何一个时候弟兄姊妹看见我的时候都应该是看见笑容,
so brothers and sisters, every time you see me, you ought to see a smile.
这样才能给人带来鼓舞,
and that will be an encouragement to others.
所以你知道亲近主的生活是有他的一些的秘诀的,
so when we draw near to the Lord, there are some secrets here.
所以拿俄米对路德说,
so Naomi says to Ruth,
你要沐浴,
wash yourself,
你要抹膏, 你要换上衣服,
anoint yourself and put on a change of garment.
感谢主啊,
we thank the Lord.
这个路德真的是很顺服啊,
and now Ruth obey.
路德完全没有任何一点点的怀疑,
Ruth had no doubt at all.
她没有问说婆婆这样可以做吗? 这样可以吗?
Now she not now question, oh mother-in-law, are you sure about this? Can I do this?
你不晓得这个如果一失败的话呢, 身败名裂,
what about the consequences? If I be found out, maybe I'll be ruined.
我们要成为羞耻的,
it'll be a shame for us.
甚至他们可能拿石头打死我们了,
or perhaps we'll be stoned to death.
但是路德没有,
but Ruth did not.
路德说, 凡你所吩咐我的, 我都去做,
but Ruth says, all that you say unto me, I will do.
结果他真的是, 他就沐浴更衣, 沐浴抹香更衣, 然后呢, 就下到场里面去,
and so she washed herself, anointed herself, put on a change of garment, and went to the threshing floor.
她不仅完全信赖她的婆婆,
not only did she completely trust in her mother-in-law,
她也有顺服的一个行动,
she also have the action of obedience.
所以呢, 摸着黑夜跑到场上来,
so even in the dark of night, she went to the threshing floor.
她也在那里看见这个伯阿斯躺在那里,
and she saw that Boaz was laying there.
那么圣经呢, 就在这里开始讲到这个波阿斯这一面的情形。
And now the scriptures turn to share with us about the matter of Boaz.
圣经记载说, 他吃喝完了, 心里畅快。
And it records for us that he lay there, having done eating and drinking, he was merry.
就睡在这个麦堆的旁边。
And he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn.
就是我不晓得你读到这段故事的时候, 你眼前看见了什么东西?
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read this description, what do we see?
你会不会看见这个故事的背后完全是主耶稣基督的故事啊?
Will we be able to see in this picture, behind it is the story of the Lord Jesus.
我们的主在地上的时候,
when our Lord was on earth,
他以遵行神的旨意为他 里面的满足。
His heart was fully satisfied when he obeyed and did the will of God the Father.
所以当主上十字架的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus went on the cross,
他是完全乐意的。
He went joyfully, willingly.
他说我有当受的喜，还没有受，我的心是何等的迫切呢？
That how much zeal within him that he did not go through the baptism he is to be baptized with.
因为他说我来到就是为了做这件事情。
Or he said, I've come to this very thing.
所以当他最后被要带到十字架那的时候，
So even at last when he was led to the cross,
当然对主来讲是个痛苦的经历。
Of course, to the Lord himself it is a painful experience.
但是圣灵让我们看见Boaz 是用另外一面的情况把它表现出来。
But we're able to see through the Spirit, Boaz depicts for us a different side of the story.
吃喝完了，心里欢畅。
After he has done with his eating and drinking, his heart was merry.
所以主耶稣在十字架上说，喊说成了。
So our Lord was able to say on the cross, it is finished.
你知道他的心是多么的欢畅。
And you see how merry his heart is.
虽然这个代价是重大的。
Even though the price was heavy.
经过是痛苦的。
And the experience was painful.
但是这是主耶稣基督内心里面的一个欢畅。
But this is the Mary, the joy that's within his heart.
So he just 怎么样？睡在这个麦堆的旁边。
So he lie at the side the corn, heap of corn.
在圣经里面啊。
Now in the scriptures.
我们晓得这个睡跟死常常是同一个意思。
Now this matter of sleeping and dying is speaks of the same thing.
我们常常说这个基督徒死了就他睡了。
And when we say that a Christian has died, that he is asleep.
当然，旧约是个预表。
Of course, in the Old Testament, it's a type.
所以，这个波阿斯睡在麦堆的旁边，证明说他死。
And so here, that he's lie down at the end of the heap of corn proves to us he died.
他这里讲到他睡在麦堆的旁边。
And he was asleep at the end of the heap of corn.
哇，这个旁边一大堆的麦子。
And there's a heap of corn there.
就躺在这个麦堆的旁边。
And he lie asleep by the heap of corn.
我们知道这说明什么呢？
And we know what does this tell us.
说明主的死啊。
It tells us of the death of the Lord.
带进一个惊人丰富的生命果效。
Will bring forth a earth-shattering impact of his death.
这就是约翰福音十二章的那个话。
And these are the words in John chapter 12.
这一粒麦子死了。
Now, if a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies,
就结出许多的籽粒来。
It will bring forth much fruit.
所以你看见在旧约这一幅图画的里面。
Therefore, we're able to see in this picture of the Old Testament.
那么我们能隐隐约约地看见在背后，圣灵已经在对我们说话。
Very hiddenly, we can see the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Through this.
并且主也告诉我们，他说我若被举起来，就吸引万人来归向我。
If the Son of Man will be drawn up, he will be lifted up. He will draw all men to him.
啊，这个弟兄姊妹们是今天已经应验的事实。
Brothers and sisters, this is a fact that has been witnessed today.
我们都在这个千千万万的这个籽粒的里面。
And we are a part of those thousands, millions of corn of wheat.
哇，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是。多么美丽的一幅图画。
And how beautiful is this picture?
所以他躺在那里睡。
And so as he lies asleep there,
怎么路德呢就悄悄地来到他的身边。
And Ruth came softly,
就掀开他脚上的被。
And uncovered his feet,
就躺卧在那里。
And laid her down.
当然这个我们很可以领会。
Now here perhaps we can understand.
这一种与主同死的经历乃是我们圣徒们个人暗中的追求。
This experience of dying with the Lord is an individual pursuit of saints.
所以一个经历十字架的人。
So one who experiences the cross.
他永远不是一个公开的东西。
It is not something that is public.
今天我们有很多基督徒讲，哎呀，我背十字架跟从主。
Today many Christians say, oh, pick up my cross and I'll follow the Lord.
你从他脸上一看，他就在背十字架。
Even though you can see he's always bearing the cross.
他是唯恐别人不知道。
Is that he wants to show that he's bearing the cross?
他希望全教会都知道他现在在背十字架，在受苦了。
He wants the whole church to know that he is picking up his cross and he's suffering for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
经历主的死，这是我们暗中的一个经历。
When we experience the Lord。It is a private, hidden experience.
这个应该作为我们个人和主之间的一个秘密。
This is a secret between the Lord and I.
弟兄姊妹，我们每个人都应该有个秘密。
Our brothers and sisters, each one of us ought to have the secret.
就像参孙呢，做了一件事情之后啊。
Just as Samson when he did something.
那人家就好奇，大家问参孙说这是个谜。
And when others ask, he said, "This is a secret."
每个基督徒都应该有个谜。
And each Christian ought to have the secret.
这是我们暗中与主之间交往的一个故事。
And this is a secret fellowship we have with the Lord. Each one of us.
他就躺卧在那里。
She lies there.
啊，那里。很简单，就拿俄米不波阿斯躺在哪里，路德也躺在哪里。
It's very simple. Wherever Boaz lies, that is where Ruth lies.
这对我们是简单的道理。主在哪里死，我们也应该在那里死。
This is a very simple truth for us. Wherever the Lord dies, that's where we shall die.
啊，所以呢，基督徒呢是追求需要追求同时。
So the Christian ought to pursue after this experience to die with the Lord.
但是我在这里，我们需要提醒。
But here I must remind brothers and sisters.
你要死要死得对。
Now when we die, we should die the right death.
嗯，因为有很多时候呢，我们那个死的不大对。
But sometimes we don't die correctly.
啊，比方说今天这个我们遇见了不愉快的事情。
So for example, sometimes we encounter something unpleasant.
我们觉得基督徒。
And we say, I'm a Christian.
不应该失去我们基督徒的身份。
I should not lose my status, my identity as a Christian.
所以因此我就忍耐。
So I bear with it.
忍呐。
I bear.
哇，所有的压力都在里面。
And so all the pressures inside.
痛苦得不得了。
And it's so painful.
表面上跟讲话上笑眯眯的。
Now when I'm speaking, I still have a smile on my face.
其实里面像火山爆炸。
But I'm like a volcano within.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个叫做死的不对。
This is an example of not dying correctly.
如果你真正死，就有安息。
Now, but if you truly die, you will have rest.
从里面开始有了真正的一个安息。
And you will have this rest that is from within.
啊，这是多么重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
所以十字架最大的经历就是死。
And so the greatest experience of the cross is death.
最大的效果是复活。
And the greatest result of the cross is resurrection.
真正的死才会有真正的复活生命。
When you truly die, then you truly have the life of resurrection.
你们原谅我讲一点这个我自己个人一点实际的经历。
Now forgive me for sharing some personal experience here.
因为我过去这些年日跟随主啊，当然我有这些重要经历的事情也不多了。
Now of course in my days of following the Lord, I don't have too many of these examples.
也许有些弟兄姊妹们你听过了。
Perhaps brothers and sisters may heard of it before.
希望你忍耐。
So bear with me.
那也希望呢。再次被提醒。
But perhaps we can be reminded together once again.
因为我们在侍奉的事上啊。
So when we serve.
常常很容易遇见一些的这些挫折艰难。
Very easily we will encounter some struggles and difficulty.
我记得大概恐怕有总是有二十多年前。
I remember about over two decades ago.
那有一天我跟我们家人呢去餐馆吃饭。
One time, my family and I, we went to eat at a restaurant.
结果碰见了一对年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And we encounter a young brother and young couple, brother and sisters. I know them for a long time.
从他们做学生的时候呢，在青年聚会中我也服侍他们。
And when they were students and they were and with the young people, I've served them before.
所以他们跟我很熟。
We're very familiar with
one another. 当然我们在餐馆遇见大家很高兴
啊。So we're very happy to see each other in the restaurant.
去吃饭总是心情很愉快的。
Of course, when you're going out to dine, you'll be very happy.
一进去，哎呀，弟兄姊妹给我打招呼。
And when we went in, they greeted us.
然后那个弟兄就跑到我这里。
And so the brother came to me.
他说：“弟兄，我能不能跟你有点交通？”
And said, "Brother, son, can I share with you?"
我说：“好啊。”
I said, "Sure."
所以我们两个走到另外一个桌子坐在那。
And so we sat at another table.
他一坐下来就跟我讲。
And when he sat down, he said to me.
他说：“弟兄。”
Brother, son.
是我的姊妹要我告诉你的。
This is what my sister wants me to tell you.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说我姊妹说啊。
My wife is telling me to tell you this.
每一次听你讲道都头痛。
Each time she hears you preach, she has a headache.
他说呢，你讲的道。
Because what you say,
启示性很高,
it is very high revelation.
牧养性很少,
but the level of pasturing for the flock is very low.
那在那个之前我也没听过什么叫做什么启示性牧养性。
Before I haven't heard of these terms, the high revelation but very low level of pasturing for the sheep.
当然他很直把这个话就告诉我。
So he was very blunt and told me these words.
这个话我也听进去。当然我的 血气肉体就被碰到了。
Of course, when you hear such feedback, you have a natural response.
但是我觉得我是一个比他年长的弟兄。
So, but I thought I'm an elder brother to him.
我要维持我的风度啊。
So I have to sustain my how I'm gentleman before him.
所以我说是这样吗
？So, oh, is that the case?
我说那真对不起。
Oh, I apologize for that.
那么他就回去了。
So he went back.
结果那一天呢，我吃什么东西完全不知道。
So I forgot what I ate that evening.
我的好心情整个没有了。
So my good mood was all gone.
回到家里面越想越难过。
And when I went home, the more I thought about it, the more bad I felt.
我说我向来对自己讲道从来都不满足的。
And I always think to myself, I'm never happy with my message.
但是也不是你这个年轻人可以批评的嘛。
Oh, but it's not something such a young person can criticize.
你们怎么这么没礼貌呢？
How can you be so rude?
哎呀，心里面越想越生气。
And so the more I thought about it, the more angry I got.
所以里面就开始难过。
And so I felt bad inside.
当然，这个血气一起来的时候。
And so when the natural man has this response.
那么，我知道十字架的道理的。
Now I know the doctrine of the cross.
我知道主让我现在遇见了一件事情。
Now I know the Lord has enabled me to encounter this.
我需要学个功课。
There's a lesson I must learn.
我需要向自己死。
I have to die to myself.
我就到房间里面去祷告。
So I prayed in my room.
哎呀，跪在主面前，难过得不得了。
And I knelt before the Lord in sorrow.
今天怎么会碰见这样的一件事情？
No, how can I encounter this today?
啊，这个里面呢一直的翻腾啊。
And so there is this billows within me. There is this struggle.
但另外一面讲说，主啊，我要向自己死。
But at the same time, I realize I have to die to the self.
我这个时候需要死。
I need to die now.
那你知道？道理跟经历是有差距。
Now you know there is quite a gap between doctrine and experience.
结果你越想要自己死，他越活了。
Now, but the more you want to put yourself to die, the more alive it is.
哎呀，难过得不得了啊！
And so there's so much pain and struggle.
所以我常常就跟弟兄姊妹讲啊。
So I say to brothers and sisters.
你如果真死了，就安息了。
Now
对不对？
If there's true death, of course there's just rest there.
那么。当然，你那么活也不对。
But if you're so lively, it's incorrect.
但是呢，不死不活是更难过的。
But it's even more painful when you're half alive and half dead.
哇，所以我在那里痛苦挣扎的不得了。
And so I was so much struggling there.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
所有的真理。
All the truth.
都是圣灵把我们引进去的。
It is the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth.
约翰福音十六章的话何其宝贵啊。
And how precious are the words in the Gospel of John chapter 16.
他说只等真理的圣灵来了。
And when the Spirit of truth comes.
他要引你进入实际。
He will lead you into reality.
所以当我正在那里挣扎难过的时候。
And so when there's so much struggle there.
忽然主的膏油进来。
Immediately the anointing of the Lord came.
这一下之间我真的进入。基督的死。
Instantly, I entered into the death of Christ.
哎呀，你不知道那个里面多舒服啊！
And you feel how much relief and rest.
所有里面的愤怒，所有里面的不安，所有里面的委屈、难过，一下之间烟消云散。
All the sorrow, all the anguish, all the bitterness and anger all have gone away like a vapor.
我整个人伏在主的面前。
And immediately, I'm able to prostrate before the Lord.
哇，我这个流泪在主面前。感谢他的恩典。
And I weep before the Lord and thank him for his grace.
所以等我起来之后。
So after I got up.
我在聚会里面碰见我们的弟兄姊妹。
I encounter my brother and sister at the meeting.
真是可以说是一若毫无其事发生。
And it is as if nothing has happened.
我碰见我弟兄跟他们握手的时候人就是很热切。
And when I see my brother and I shake his hand, it is still with sincerity and zeal.
我人就像平常一样非常的爱护。
And I still love and care for them just as before.
我一点里面的埋怨都没有。
There is no grief at all within.
感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，主也不是光叫我们这个受这个苦的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord does not let us suffer in vain.
那过了几个月之后。
Now, a few months later.
有一天我从讲台上下来。
Now, one time, one day I got off the pulpit.
我走到那会所的门口。
I went to the door of the meeting place.
那个姊妹就站在门口等着我。
And the sister was waiting for me at the door.
她就笑眯眯地对我讲。
And she smiled at me and said.
她孙弟兄。
My brother son.
你现在讲话非常有牧养性。
She says that the words you preach now are, have a high level of pastoring.
感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
主也给你带来安慰。
Yeah, the Lord also brings us comfort.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
保罗后来解释这件事情的时候。
Later when Paul describes this.
那是真实的。
That is true.
我们身上必须带着耶稣的死。
That we must bear with us the death of the Lord.
死在我们身上发动。
That when death works in us,
生就在别人身上发动。
A life works upon others.
所以弟兄姊妹，属灵的侍奉是这样的服侍。
So brothers and sisters, this is spiritual
service. 这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious this is.
所以主在哪里死？
So where the Lord died,
我们也在哪里死？
That is where we shall die.
你要有对的死。
We must die correctly.
就有复活生命的流露。
Then there's the outflow of the life resurrection.
我再说。
I say again.
我们基督徒的生活是一个艺术。
That our life of a Christian ought to be fine art.
你必须领会它。
We must understand it.
生活的每一件最小的事情。
Each of the minor detail of our life.
学习跟随他。
Is to follow him.
所以当路德躺在波阿斯的脚。
So while Ruth is lying at the feet of Boaz.
圣经记载说。
The scriptures record.
这个波阿斯晚上忽然惊醒。
That it startled Boaz and he awoke.
啊，他就发现有个女子躺在他的脚。
And he discovered there was a woman lay at his feet.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是多么的宝贵呀！
Brothers and sisters, how precious are these words?
你知道在教会历史上，
You know throughout church history,
很多爱主的弟兄姊妹们，
There are so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
在他们一生的生活里面，追求就是这件事情。
And this is what they pursue after all the days of their life.
我们有首诗歌这样唱。
There's a hymn that says.
他说：“我们要丢弃万事，为要来得你的注意。”
That we must forsake all to capture your attention.
真正爱主的人，
those who dearly love
the Lord, 他不是希望人怎么注意他。
It's not others' attention they care for.
他希望主注意他。
But they want the attention of the Lord.
你意思说主啊，你只要看我一眼，
Lord,
我这一生就满足了。
As long as you glance at me, you look upon me, then I'm satisfied.
这是一些爱主人的心愿。
And this is the desire of those who dearly love the
Lord. 我们所以这样奉献，所以这样做。为要来得你的注意。
We give our all, we give our all. It's in order so the Lord's attention will be upon us.
实在来讲，人的注意算不得什么。
In fact, man's attention is nothing.
但是我们今天呢，太多活在人的注意里面。
But today, so often, we live under attention of others.
我们也很在意人怎么注意。
And we are so mindful of the attention of others.
如果你真正的爱主，
if we truly love the Lord,
你把你的生活要活得有意义。
If we have a meaningful life,
你要让主来注意你。
Only the Lord's attention is enough.
啊，所以呢，波阿斯忽然惊醒。
Boaz was afraid.
这就告诉我们。
This tells us.
你怎么样能引起主对你的注意呢？
How do we capture the Lord's attention?
要经历他的死。
We must experience his death.
你活在与主死的经历里面，主耶稣的眼是专门看这些圣徒们。
His eyes is upon all the saints who experience in his death.
像你读《使徒行传》的时候，
when we read the book of Acts,
当你读到斯提凡的故事，
when we read the story of Stephen,
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见斯提凡的表现完全是主的表现。
And we can see what the outflow of Stephen's life is exactly what the Lord
manifested. 他的忠心和他的勇敢，
how loyal and true and his courage.
最重要是他不畏整个的死亡，
that he was not fearful of death at all.
并且最后他的死，
at last his death,
他真是在基督死的形状上与主联合。
That he was conformed to the likeness of his death.
当他们拿石头打他的时候，
so when they were stoning Stephen,
他跪下来说什么？
And he knelt, what did he say?
神啊，不要把罪归在他们身上。
God forgive them for what they do.
这就像我们的主钉在十字架上所说的一样。
That is just similar words which our Lord spoke on the cross.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
人家用石头打他。
Others were stoning Stephen.
但他这里面完全是一个赦免的意念。
But within Stephen, it is completely a heart of forgiveness.
这件事情呢，叫我们主的动心呢。
And even this would take the attention of our Lord.
我们晓得在橄榄山上，
We know that on the Mount of Olives,
那班门徒们看见主升天的时候，
when we see the disciples see the Lord ascend,
他们只看见主到云端，
they can only see him in the clouds,
云端以上的没有看见，
they cannot see him above the clouds.
但是当斯蒂凡死的时候，
but yet when Stephen died,
斯蒂凡说我看见人子 站在宝座的右边。
Yeah, Stephen says, I see the Son of Man standing by the throne.
啊，本来我们的主到天上，他工作完成，他是坐下来的。
Now our Lord, when he is finished with his work, he's seated on his throne.
但是斯提凡的死，让我们的主动心啊。
Our Lord's heart is moved.
连主都站起来了。
Even the Lord stood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这是我们今天人活在地上最大的荣耀。
And this is the greatest glory for our lives today.
这也是我们最大的意义。
And this is the greatest meaning.
所以哪里？
So where,
有圣徒愿意经历与主同死
where there are saints who are willing to experience the death of the Lord,
主的眼就注视在他们
the Lord's sight is upon those.
只有这个能惊醒我们的主啊
and only this will startle our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
恩赐神给是神给的
gifts are given by God.
你能显明多少的功用神根本不在意这个东西
that he is not regarding how much of the function of the gifts he has given.
只有那些真正与死与主同死的圣徒
But only the saints who truly die with him
他们才是主眼中所注意的
are those that he pays his care upon.
所以波阿斯发现路德在他旁边
So when Boaz discovered Ruth by her side, by his side,
路德的祷告很好
And this is Ruth's prayer.
他说求你用你的衣襟遮蔽我
And she says that you would cover me with your skirt.
他说因为我是你一个至近的亲属
For I am a near kinsman.
他要求一个权利。
And so she has asked for this right.
让波阿斯用衣襟来遮蔽她。
And that he will cover her with his skirt.
你知道今天弟兄姊妹在地上我们这些蒙恩的圣徒。
Brothers and sisters, for the saints saved by grace.
神给我们一个权利。
God has given us this right.
我们可以求他的衣襟来遮蔽。
We can ask for him to cover us with his skirt.
有人告诉我们说这个衣襟呢在有些地方翻译就是翅膀翅膀的荫下
And some scholars tell us the explanation for the skirt is that we are under the shadow of his wings.
这个翅膀是一个保护
And these wings are our protection.
今天我们可以活在主的保护底下
So today we can live under his protection.
波阿斯心里非常欢喜
And this very bring much joy to Boaz.
波阿斯称赞他
And praised her.
他说你幕后的恩要比先前更大。
That it is your grace is shown to be greater at latter than at the beginning.
说明如果我们懂得与主同死
That means when we die with the Lord,
我们就能承受更大的恩典
That we're able to bear even greater grace.
我们向主之外所有一切的好处死
So we would die to all the goodness that is outside of the Lord.
这是蒙福的一件事情
And this is truly blessed.
对不起，我没有时间啊。我能举一些的例子。
Now, forgive me, I don't have time to give examples.
让弟兄姊妹们，你自己好好在主面前的思想。
That we can consider well for ourselves before the Lord.
然后，波阿斯就对他说
And Boaz says to her,
你所说的，我必照着行。
I will do all that you require.
所以，只有当我们在死的经历上与主联合的时候
So when we unite ourselves together in the death of the Lord,
主就会成全我们的心愿。
The Lord will perfect our desire.
所以这是一个重要的生活的一个秘诀。
So this is a very important secret in life.
那么他躺在那里。
So she lies there.
那么一直躺到这个天快亮的时候。
And before the morning.
那么他说不要让人家知道。
And the Lord says, do not let others know.
我们知道十字架的经历永远是一个隐藏的经历。
We know the experience of the cross is forever a hidden one.
那么一直到天亮是什么意思
？And so until the morning, what does that mean?
这告诉我们说，这个经历是要我们一直经历到主回来的。
And this is to tell us this experience we ought to have until our Lord returns.
这是一个一生的经历。
And it's an experience throughout our life.
所以当人还不能彼此辨认的时候，那么他就走了。
So before one could know another, she left.
走之前
And before she left,
那么这个波阿斯就搓了六簸箕的大麦让她扛着走
And Boaz measured six measures of barley that laid it upon her.
我们昨天也讲了
Now we said yesterday,
路德是个强壮的女子
Now Ruth was a strong lady.
哇，这六簸箕大麦真是很重啊
Now six measures of barley is quite heavy.
哎，她就扛着六簸箕的大麦回去。
And Boaz laid it upon her, and she carried it home.
当然，今天这是个属灵的意义。
Of course, there's spiritual meaning to this.
说你如果肯与主同死
，that if you're willing to die with the Lord，
下面带来是一个丰盛的收成。
And what we bear with us is an abundant harvest.
我刚才所说的，我自己一点小小 小的经历。
And I share with you some of my small experiences.
你就看见后面带来的结果是美好的。
But you can see the result is beautiful.
啊，如果我们一天到晚活在那个埋怨、那个愤怒的情况里面
，If we're always living in our bitterness and anger,
虽然我们不至于跟弟兄翻脸了，对不对
？That perhaps we may not fight with our brethren, but it's still unpleasant.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你这边一死。
When we die to ourselves, it is also a blessing to others.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and
sisters, 当她回去之后, 告诉拿俄米的,
when she went home to tell Naomi of what happened,
哎呀, 拿俄米说了一句非常宝贵的话,
and Naomi said these precious words.
她说, 你只管安坐等候,
just sit still, my daughter.
那人今若不完成这件事情, 他必不休息,
for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day.
这个在波阿斯身上的特性其实就是我们神的性格。
Now this characteristic of Boaz here is in fact the character of our God.
所以你只管坐下来安息。
Just sit, be still.
你做了这件事情之后他一定要做成的。
Now what you have done, he will complete the rest.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天如果我们真正能懂得与主同死的道理。
Today if we truly enter into the doctrine of dying with our Lord.
我们向自己死我们就安息。
When we die to ourselves, we are at rest and still.
所以我常常有时候提醒我们一些一同服侍的弟兄姊妹。
So many times I remind brothers and sisters when we serve together.
神的工作是一个安息的工作。
That the work of God is a work of rest.
神的工作的一个特性是安息。
And a unique characteristic of his work is
rest. 如果你今天做工作的不安息。
If you're working today and there's no rest.
就表示说这个工作抓在你自己手里了。
That means this work is in your own hand.
如果你的工作是安息的
If there is rest in your work,
那证明是神在做工
Then we know God is at work
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是重要的学习
This is an important lesson、
啊、我们很容易有的时候就着急了把事情都抓到自己手里
Many times we're anxious and we take things in our own hands
我们抓得越紧我们就越不安息
And the more tight we grab onto it, the more unrest we have But we die to ourselves
神就开始做工了
God will work
他一做工
And when God is at work
看见是一个真正的安息
We can see there is true rest
所以呢
So,
我们负责向自己死
as long as we're responsible to die to ourselves,
神就能负责他做他自己的工。
God will be responsible to do his work.
并且在我们的身上完成他自己的工。
And upon us, he can complete his work.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So, brothers and sisters,
说得很简单
Very simple.
你安息
You rest.
他就不休息。
Then, God is not at rest. He continues to work.
你不安息
When you have no rest,
他就休息。
God is resting.
今天我们要让我们的神不休息才。
May we put our God to work today.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he's the Almighty God.
对不对？我们不需要这个做到一个地步啊，这个心情浮躁，这个又表现血气，对不对
？Now we don't need to be at work and get ourselves worked up, and then the natural man comes out.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
神的工作只有神自己能完成。
Only God Himself can do His work.
并且他一定完成。
And He will complete it.
所以到了新约时代中
So in the New Testament,
保罗就解释这个道理
Paul explains this to us
真是对不起啊
I'm sorry
这个时间没有了
I'm out of time
我们不能对于这个同时的经历能够有一个更深的一点的解释
We cannot go too much into this experience of dying with the
Lord 我只能简单的提一下
I'll only mention it briefly
我们都知道罗马书第六章讲到我们受浸的故事
We know Romans chapter 6 tells of our experience of baptism
我们只晓得我们受浸
We know thatAt least we're baptized.
我们忽略了我们是受浸归入他的死。
We know that we need to be baptized, but we forget we're baptized into his death.
这个进入他的死。
We're baptized into his death.
所以认真讲呢，我们那一次在水里面受浸那一次啊。
Strictly speaking, the time of our baptism when we entered the water.
是被浸在水里了。
We are submerged in the water.
其实是泡一下。
To us, our experience, we're just soaking in it a little bit.
需要你怎么样一生的年日让这个死逐渐的开始更深进入你的生活。
But the true experience is throughout our life, we need to have this experience of death gradually more and more enter into our life.
这个才叫做进的意思。
That means to enter into.
用简单的讲像和面一样的。
Now,
做馒头的人这个和面。
Now, when we are making the buns, we're just rolling the dough.
你把那个水跟那面那么弄在一起之后呢，放着不能马上做的，对不对
？Now, so when you're rolling the dough and you mix the water and the flour, you cannot immediately work it.
按我们家乡话讲的话，这个面要醒一醒。
And so the dough has to rest a little bit.
那也许呢，几个钟头或者一个晚上。
And so let it sit and for an hour
or night. 第二天早晨，你看见那个面发起来了。
And then you can see the dough, the yeast is big now.
你才能做馒头的。
And then you can make it into the buns.
水分跟这个面呢完全融合在一起。
And so the water and the flour now are completely mixed together.
所以我们一生的经历都是一个进的经历。
And so our life, throughout our life, ought to be this entering into this experience.
你被主的死进入有多？
And the more we allow for the death of the Lord to enter into us, then the more of the work of God is able to be complete upon us. So when we say in Galatians chapter 2, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在的活着的不是我，是基督在我里面活。
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who liveth in me.
这意思很简单，就是你如果死，他就在你里面活。
Simply put, if we die, he lives in us.
你如果在里面活，他就不活。
If you're living, he is not.
那么他活，
when he is living,
就什么事情都成就。
Everything will be perfect.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是多么宝贵的一些真理。
How precious are these truths?
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
如果今天我们在神面前，
If today, in the presence of God, if we want a meaningful, purposeful life, a life that is pleasing to Him, that we will go on this will, the eternal will of God, we must remember. It is in the book of Ruth. It shows us a very clear path. Regardless of how chaotic this world is, regardless of how fierce this world is, the Lord gives us a very clear way before us. When we return to the book of Ruth, when we live in such a condition, then brothers and sisters, throughout our life, it is filled with purpose. And it is also useful to God. Let us bow for a further word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
你是把你的话给了我们。
And thou hast given us thy word.
也借着这些图画说明了属灵的意义。
And through these pictures, thou hast given us spiritual meaning.
但是我们仍旧需要真理的圣灵来帮助我们。
But we do need the spirit of truth to help us.
愿圣灵引我们进入实际。
That the spirit will lead us into reality.
让我们在地上还有短暂的年日。
In the short remaining days on earth we have.
要活得非常的有意义。
That we want to live meaningfully.
不仅灵里面饱足。
Not only to be filled in our spirit.
在生活中有明确的引导。
But very clear guidance in our life.
也能看见你在我们身上成全你自己的作为。
That we may be able to see thou that will complete thy will upon us.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give thee all the glory.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.